This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. On Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, the great Scott Pressler with us momentarily. Could hardly sleep last night because he's dreaming of Pennsylvania being red. First, Megyn Kelly says on Twitter, her husband is an Eagles fan, so she got on board, but go F yourself, Eagles. All right, responding to the Eagles deciding they're not going to visit President Trump at the White House. I'll tell Scott Pressler our plan. Send Eagles fans there. Have a lottery. A couple thousand, 10,000 of them will show up. Let's go to Scott Pressler. Dr. Scott Pressler. All right, it's going to be an honorary doctorate we're working up this summer for you. You've arrived. I'm serious. At that station in life, we have this fictitious Dom Giordano University. You'd be the first honoree. What's going on there, Scott?
Some hand sanitizer?
Oh, I would love that. Hey, Dr. Pressler, I mean, that has a great ring to it, right?
Yes, it does. We're serious, though, and I love following on Twitter how you had trouble tossing and turning. Will Pennsylvania turn red soon or move toward red? What happened this week?
Well, you know, gosh, I am so tired of winning, and I hope the people of Pennsylvania are so tired of winning, too. So we got data today. And another big victory for Republicans. Here are the numbers. A week ago, Democrats had an advantage of 184,500 voter registrations. Today, that lead has been narrowed to 182,000. Dom, that's another net loss for the Democrats Commonwealth-wide of minus 2,278. But as we all know, these numbers are both active plus inactive voters. And Dom, if you remove inactive voters, the number of D minus R, blue minus red, Commonwealth-wide, is down to 87,458. And so, my dear Pennsylvanians, we are so close. And within the next 2 years, I see us flipping this Commonwealth to a plurality of registered Republicans.
That will be a moment. Again, a lot of people out there doing a lot of good work, and you always say that, but your work here is just instrumental. I haven't asked you in a while. Whatever happened, though, I'd be the first one, if I had time, to write a book about what Scott Pressler does.
Well, I'll tell you, this last week, you know, Elon Musk wants every federal government employee to send to their department and manager bullet points of what they've done in the last week. And so I can tell all of you, I promise you, I am working tirelessly. In this last 7 days alone, I have done events in Centre County, Pennsylvania, at Penn State University, which we now have a majority, in Chester County, Pennsylvania, where we are 4,700 voters from flipping that county from blue to red, in Mercer County, New Jersey, blue, Hunterdon County, New Jersey, which, by the way, the chairman told me it was the biggest turnout he has ever seen at their office, Union County, New Jersey, a blue county where we had 246 people come to a Veteran of Foreign Wars Hall in Kenilworth, New Jersey. And last night, I was in Burlington County, New Jersey, another packed house. And today, Dom, I'm speaking at the Bergen County Lincoln Reagan Dinner. And so to all of you, I promise you, the zeal and the energy and the desire that we brought to win Pennsylvania in 2024, I am bringing every single day because it is our intent to flip the New Jersey governorship from blue to red on Tuesday, November 4th, 2025.
Scott, when you're out there, and look, you have a lot of things. I mean, you use the word, the proper word. You court voters individually, and your people do a great job. My wife, they came up four times. You registered to vote, Mrs. Giordano. Yeah, Mulligan's. Scott, we had on the Doge people, two assembly people in Jersey who have a bill to have a Jersey Doge, and it would include 20 citizens in New Jersey who'd be picking off all these ridiculous projects. They told us one of them was apparently the Rutgers football coaches spending over $400,000 one year on DoorDash because they have late sessions or something. We arm you with a few of these that we're going to get from them. And you're out there telling people, this is when people take to the torches. This is when they come out. It enrages them. And then you pop up as a vehicle to not just be angry, but to actually win and do something about it.
Well, who can be against trying to cut down on government waste, fraud, and inefficient spending? Who would possibly be against saving the taxpayers of New Jersey and our great country money so that way inflation goes down, so that way their dollar goes further, so that way we put more money into their pockets? I have even heard that we have cut so much. I think it's $118 billion now. Doge has cut down in, you know, a month and a half, that they're even considering giving checks back to the American people of money that they have saved them. Who could possibly be against that? But I'll tell you, I've been talking to legislators all across New Jersey. And again, I want to give a shout out for them pushing legislation to get every hunter registered to vote. I am also asking every member of the New Jersey legislature that I come in contact with, give us a voter ID bill. Even if Governor Murphy is going to try to veto it, make him veto it. Make him veto a Doge bill. Make him veto the Hunter bill. And let's put him and all of the Democrats on record that if they aren't going to put forth legislation that New Jersey and American people want, well, you all at home, you have the opportunity to change your government. You changed your government last year in 2024. Well, New Jersey, you have the chance to change your General Assembly and your governor on Tuesday, November 4th, 2025. You register to vote. You register to vote as a Republican. You vote in the primary on June 10th, and you vote on November 4th.
And Scott, over the weekend, reading your Twitter, talking about your coalition, you always mention the hunters, people like that. But the thing that you've broken through with, and this was during the general election too, fraternities and sororities. Talk about younger people and the courting of that vote. How do you do it?
If you want some low-hanging fruit, register voters at your Cabela's, at your Bass Pro Shop, at your Home Depot, at your gun shop, at your gun show, going to gunshowtrader.com, or start knocking on some fraternity houses. Now, you may want to court them by bringing a six-pack with you. That might make it easier for them to open their doors. But honestly, we would just go from fraternity house to sorority sister house. And they were so open to hearing our message. And remember, sometimes it's about who gets people first. And to give you an example, we are not done in Pennsylvania. I had a mom and dad in their 40s reach out to me on X today, and they said, Scott, I'm very embarrassed to say that we've never voted in our entire lives. And they never even voted in 2024, this last election.
Wow.
They said, if you're ever traveling through Southwest PA, we'd love to invite you over to the house, and we want you to register both of us to vote. And they also said, Don, that they have two adult children that have never voted either, and they're going to ask their children if they would like to register. And so moral of the story is, just because we won, I want you to continue registering voters. I want you to continue growing the electorate. And I don't know if you saw this, but I believe it was CNN that posted this. They said that for the first time in modern history, in a while, that Republicans are now the majority electorate all across the country. So the work, this kind of grassroots organizing, getting all of these groups registered, is going to hopefully win big this November in Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Virginia. But we must keep the House in 2026. And the last thing I'll say is, protect Rob Resnahan's seat in PA 8. Protect Ryan McKenzie in PA 07, that's over in Allentown and Northampton. And protect Scott Perry in Pennsylvania's 10th district. Those are the three seats that we must protect going into 2026.
Well put, Scott. Where do we go for fundraising, anything that you're going to be? Where all that stuff? Where do we go for Scott Pressler?
Go to my ex at Scott Pressler, ScottPressler. You can go to our Facebook groups, Pennsylvania Republicans, and now New Jersey Republicans has a Facebook group. And of course, you can go to my website, which is earlyvoteaction.com. That is earlyvoteaction.com. And I look forward to seeing all of you next Monday at 2:00. Let's go.
All right. Let's go, Dr. Pressler.
Thanks, Don.
Thanks very much. I'm serious about that. Dom Giordano Universities. We haven't done that before. The first honoree, Dr. Scott Pressler. Other nominees are open. Coming, Dr. J. Well, Dr. Scott Pressler is that. I don't know. Dr. Dan and Dr. Henry. We may have to consider those applications. Are they worthy of this class? All right. So what do we make? Megyn Kelly says her husband is an Eagles fan. So I got on board, but blank yourselves, Philadelphia Eagles, on X. Let's go to, Joe and Exton. I should have taken this. No, I let this one stay on. Then we'll have Dom's Money Melody shortly. Hey, Joe, good afternoon. What do you have today?
Yes. Hello, Dom, and good afternoon. My doctor is Dr. Jill Biden, who imagines herself an academic doctorate.
Yeah, absolutely. And she told us about it multiple times. Dr. Jill Biden to you. You know, if you really are a medical doctor, that's one thing. But the doctorate, you know, I get it. You got some we went through the degree and all the errors and nonsense in it, you know. I'd like to have an honorary doctorate just for the fun of saying Dr. Dom Show, but that's about it.
You know, I was looking up today's Money Melody. There's a lot of singers out there with honorary doctorates.
Oh, are they? Yes.
But I didn't choose that today.
Okay, all right. We'll have that in a moment. Let me take one more. Joe in Bordentown. Now, Dan has a lot of experience, met her several times. Joe, who do you have this afternoon?
Dr. Ruth Westheimer, who was 4'7", and during the struggle to establish Israel, she was a trained sniper.
I've heard that, too, and certainly a household name, Dr. Ruth. All right, so those on hold, I'm coming to your calls. The Eagles not going to the White House. You heard the Krasner stuff today. Sorry we didn't get Brian Kilmeade, but we're going to reschedule with him, get him on. And you heard Ralph's call, and what do you make of that? We might replay some of that tomorrow. We'll cut it down a little bit. Look, I feel for some people in that situation, particularly his wife. Now, the kids, you know, too many workers at the IRS, that's what's going to happen. All right, they feel targeted in this. Well, look at the abuses. Look at the Federal Workers Union. And again, I'm glad that Kash Patel and Pete Hegseth told, don't answer the email from Elon Musk. You don't have to. We'll take care of looking internally on this. The argument was a lot of these federal workers never answer an email. I don't know about that. So, I think more recommendation now. You got great people in the cabinet. Kash Patel and Pete Hegseth are not going to carry people there who are not doing their job. Maybe their recommendations are the way to go now a little bit more. And it looks to me like Prime Minister Macron, or is it President of France? I forget which one. Has a little Phil Murphy stuff going on with the hair here.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. They showed him back in 2017. A lot more hair today than he had in 2017. And it looks like Miss Kim might have been in Paris recently.
Oh.
Yeah, it's exactly.
It's not easy dealing with all those protesters over there.
Yeah,
it's
the hair looks better. Looks much fuller, but I don't know how that's possible. All right. Let's have Dom's Money Melody.
It's Dom's Money Melody.
Where's all the money gone?
All right, we're playing for a pair of movie passes to see Brothers After War at the Regal Warrington Crossing in Warrington, Pennsylvania, from executive producer, one of our all-time favorites, Gary Sinise, great American. Jake Rademacher reunites with his brothers and fellow soldiers, revealing the raw truth of war and the journey from warrior to veteran. Don't miss Brothers After War in theaters now from SDG Releasing and the Gary Sinise Foundation, rated R. All right, Henry, what do you have?
Bit of a mouthful there, huh?
Yeah. Well, I love Gary Sinise.
Yeah. Got to hype him up. Yeah, so today, the side question. Who's that all-time doctor, real or fictional? I'm going to play a song today about what I hopefully would think is a doctor administering this procedure, but that's not what I'm looking for. I'm not looking for the song. I'm looking for the band that is covering the song, because their front man has a PhD. It's not honorary. It's a real PhD.
Wow.
So I'm playing this band and a cover of a famous song. I want to know the name of the band, all right?
All right, hit us with the name of that band, and you're off to see a Gary Sinise film, at least his foundation executive producer, too. Nobody, as an advocate for veterans, I'd be hard-pressed to find anybody that matches this guy, and he's such a just great guest. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All I need you to do is push pound 1210.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Where's all the money gone?
Show me the money.
All right, let's hear the clue, Henry.
24 hours ago, I want to be sedated. Nothing but you know where to go. I want to be sedated. Just put me in a wheelchair and get me to the show.
All right, and we are looking exactly for what?
The name of the band singing the song.
All right, the band singing the song with a guy with a PhD, a doctor that we've been, a real one, not a an honorary one. By the way, Doge is zeroing in. I'm just saying this. Sorry to interrupt, but I want to get this out there. My goodness. Swimming pool passes. Schools under fire for misuse of COVID funds. This is who we really ought to go after, every single one of them, and make them pay it back. Go and get the money. Seize stuff. IRS, do your job. Pools, hotel rooms bought with COVID funds. Doge onto this now. We'll see if we can get a little bit more detail on that. And I mean it. Take something away from them then. Make them pay for what they did. They shut schools down, and yet they took all that funding at the same time. I'm just watching this, some of the details on this on Fox. All right, let me go to Lou in Mount Laurel on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Lou, what's the name of the band?
The Offspring.
Very nice. Right. Lou, how did you know that? Do you know the guy has a PhD?
I'm a big Offspring fan.
Ah, okay.
There we go.
Well, enjoy the film, Lou. Thank you. Boy, it's always somebody out there.
Yeah.
What is his PhD in?
So, Dexter Holland, the lead singer of the band,
right.
He has a PhD in molecular biology.
Wow.
So, one smart cookie. And another fact I'll give you about him. His real name isn't Dexter. It's Brian. He only started going by Dexter because so many people, when he was growing up, called him Poindexter. Because he was that smart.
Excellent. All right. We'll have another one tomorrow playing right into the doctor. I'm looking at Doge now. Schools have spent nearly $200 billion of COVID relief funds with little oversight or impact. $393,000 to rent out a major league stadium for something. All right. Go after them. Go after them. With Trump the other day, with the woman from Maine, the governor from Maine, should have been a job one over the weekend. Go after them, sue them. I don't care how many lawyers, they're not doing anything else. Go after them. Take away federal funding. Take away every dollar that you can. They are going to follow the law of the land, which is no boys in female sports. There are only two genders. You don't like it? Okay, we're going to go to court. Let's do it sooner rather than later. All right, but we're just seeing this story now break on Fox, and we'll try to get you more details. Doge now moving on to the COVID funds. The one I want to see that I think will bring unity or put Democrats in a tougher position is the funding of the military. There's a lot of fraud, abuse, waste there that's just monumental. And let's see, Democrats are often critical of any kind of military. Okay, We're with you on this. Let's root it out. But COVID and what happened there is still completely unfinished business. We've not had a reckoning on what they got away with. Closing down schools. And Henry, if you can, if you Google that, 393,000, I think it was, who is it that rented out a major league stadium with COVID money? If it's criminal, and that might be criminal to me, prosecute them. Let's just not talk about it. Let's move on recapturing this. And you can see, as vigilant as Doge is, I could believe there's $2 trillion out there. And I'm still adamantly, and over the weekend, boy, I got a lot more people commenting on this, saying yes, and we ought to be looking 20% of it, if it is $2 trillion or anywhere close to it, that the American people, each taxpayer, if you want to get into the minutiae still, you paid more and all that, all right, I'm settling for giving the Americans their money back that was stolen. Guy puts up on Twitter over the weekend, I thought it was clever, I didn't get angry. He says, well, if someone robbed you, you keep on talking about the government stealing. They are stealing. And you got restitution. You're telling people, instead of paying down your mortgage, that would be like paying down the deficit, you think they ought to spend the money on going on vacation. That's getting our own money back. Why are people being so adamant? It's my money. It's your money. It's not their money. Do I care if someone takes the $5,000, goes off on a bender, drinks, goes on a vacation? No, I don't. However you want to spend yours, that's on you. Stop lecturing us, though, on this is more like not paying your mortgage. Because the bottom line is, they're continuing to steal this. They're continuing to go forward, maybe at a lesser rate. Instead of robbing you once a week, maybe it's once every 2 weeks. It's still the same thing that's going on. This is just trying to make some kind of settlement. Dave McCormick's on the mark.
I need it now.
Yeah. Dave McCormick's on the mark.
He is, yes. Yeah. 12:30.
I think he, you know, I like him. I mean, we're not going to be in a heated battle, but I am going to ask him about the Doge dollars, among other things. And I think he's got a couple of other things out there. I seem to think he's in the other camp. The Senate just voted, what was it, $360 billion of some kind of budget. I realized border, things of that nature. But the budget, Rand Paul and others say, it's still rampant with the stuff we shouldn't be spending on. They won't stop it. One of the reasons is they tout to the people back home, I brought this money back home. They're all continue, both parties, Democrats wildly. But Republicans are supposed to suit up and stop this. Not only don't they stop it, some of them are part and parcel among close to the war. You can't top the Democrats in this. That's true. You just can't. But why is this so fierce? What am I missing, big picture? We hope to have this Fishback guy on. We're working with other economists. Would it really be inflationary if we got the average American got this back? Do you like that metaphor, that narrative of the guy? It's like, all right, you're talking about being stolen, and the authorities return some of your money. Are you going to blow it on a vacation? Are you going to pay down the mortgage? Well, guess what? It's my money.
It's my money, and I need it now.
Show me the money next here. Say it again, Tom Cruise. Yeah. I have to say, I haven't seen an issue that I enjoy quite as much, because on the other side, there are people I really like and respect, friends, callers, on this, but there is a tsunami of people saying, you know what, yeah, Mike Johnson, guys like this, they're not paying down any deficit. It would be minuscule. So why would the average American sacrifice when they won't stop this to keep their job? They are just relentless on this. Henry, did you find anything on that? $393,000?
Hold on.
Yeah, $393,000 COVID funds spent on renting a major league ballpark. This COVID money stuff did not go where it should have gone with schools, intense one-on-one tutoring. No urgency. It's even worse than it was before. How many billions and billions and billions were spent? Almost unknowable. Yes.
Yeah, so the Santa Ana Unified School District in California spent $393,000 in COVID-19 funds to rent out the Angels baseball stadium for their high school graduation.
I mean, can you... They close schools down. They're giving worthless degrees to kids who don't know so much. But you know what? Let's do it at the Angels baseball stadium. How many kids could be graduating in that school? 1,000? Maybe? Even if it's a big school today, I don't know that you would have more than 1,000 people graduating. And you're in a baseball stadium that probably seats 50,000 or something. What in the world? And they're doing this publicly.
It's the largest high school in Orange County. It looks like they have an enrollment of a little over 3,000.
Okay, so graduates are probably 800 or
yeah,
so.
Yeah, around there.
All right, and with families and all that, you're dealing with 3,000 people maybe, all right? Mm-hmm. 4,000 people in a stadium is at a 50,000 plus probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we'll have to get an itemized thing of what they did. How are these people allowed to do stuff like that? And yet, you're saying we have to suck it up. We don't get any of the money that was stolen from us by creeps like this. We don't get any of that back to make a dent in whatever. We have to sacrifice in this. I don't see it. If you can assure me that we're going to be ironclad and we're pretty much going to stop this stuff, but you know, and I know, Mike Johnson, not going to stop this. No, they're not going to stop this in Congress. Too many of them are in on it. Rand Paul in charge of something, actually in charge. Yeah, I could buy into that. All right, Rand's going to cut that deficit. So next year, I don't know if the federal deficit's $34 trillion, whatever it is today. Are we going to be down to $33 trillion? What are the odds on that? If we call Vegas, what are the odds that we get FanDuel? The odds, what are you talking about? We're not giving you odds on that.
Can I get a boost for this
one? Yeah, I mean, that would be like Villanova. I saw the odds the other day winning the national championship. They go, oh, come on, you really want to bet on that? We'll take your money, but it's like we'll give you all the crypto coins you want if Villanova wins the national championship. I think they have like a 6% chance of getting in. So it's something like that.
Getting in would be the national championship.
Exactly.
At this point.
So what are the odds that Mike Johnson will cut the deficit? All right, by even $500 billion with all this talk, with all the help he's getting from people like Elon Musk and what we're talking about. 855-839-1210, AT&T and Verizon Wireless, $393,000. They used publicly, they did this. Did people, I'm going to follow this story. Did people jump in and say, no, you can't do this? Are you kidding me? And I can imagine. They probably said, well, we need to come together as a community after we shut the schools down forever in California around COVID. So following the COVID money, all that money towards schools, let's center in on that. There's just one egregious example right there. I'm just hoping for a Jersey or Pennsylvania one that I can tell you about. Let's go and get the money back from them. Well, you can't. What are you going to do? You can't get it back for them. Is that legal? Is that within the statute of limitations? I'd like to see. Who got paid what there? Who knew somebody at the Angels? $393,000 for a high school graduation? And I'm supposed to believe something this blatant, there's no criminal, there's not even a stir at the time, now there is, that they're going to cut if we just give up getting some money back. No sale on that. I'm not going to be in that camp. 855-839-1210. You get a line. Your call's next on Talk Radio 1210. Yeah, let's talk. I'm still working on this high school thing. 800 kids. That's been 300. That's $1,000 plus.
Well, it's looking at me like for graduation, they charge around 93 to 100,000 per, or maybe that was the wrong thing. But this high school had 10 different graduations. That's why it took so much money is because they needed to have 10 separate graduations because evidently sitting through an 850 kid graduation is
no, I think it could be something else too. Is this one of those schools that does a graduation based upon race, based upon the Asian students or something like that?
I'll have to look into that.
Yeah, yeah. Or if it's, they don't want to sit through, so they had eight different graduations. Oh my God. And how in public view do you steal money like that? It's stolen money. Do we all agree? Oh, stop calling it stealing. Come on. Kids need a graduation. 855-839-1210. You get in. Hey, time to celebrate American Heart Month with Rescue Natural Supplements. For nearly 40 years, Rescue Omega-3s have been providing people with the essentials to fortify heart health, reduce inflammation, and support healthy cholesterol levels. That's why it's the best time to dive into Rescue's February special. Right now, Rescue's most popular products, their premium omega-3 fish oils, are buy one, get one free exclusively for Dom listeners. Just use the listener code OMEGA50 when placing your order. Call them today at 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483, and speak to a knowledgeable product consultant or use the code OMEGA50 online when you visit res-q.com, res-q.com. Don't forget the code OMEGA, O-M-E-G-A-50. You buy one bottle of Rescue Omega-3s, you get a second bottle free. Again, use that code OMEGA50. Fortify your heart, support a healthier well-being with a Rescue Omega-3. All right, it is Dom time, 855-839-1210. So it appears this school using COVID money may have done 8 different graduations at a major league stadium. We're trying to break down where that comes from as Doge now moves on to the COVID spending. Just think of the money that was spent and think of schools keeping kids out. We know the damage. We know what happened here. And they would do it again if they could get away with it. And then the spending. All that money flushed away. Why don't we get that back? Why are not more people prosecuted? I don't know if statutes of limitations running out or not. But I'd like to see more of that with Doge. This is a massive battle. When you're talking upwards of $2 trillion, it's a lot. Let's go to Joe in Columbus. Joe, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe, welcome in.
Hey, good afternoon, Dom, and everybody else. I was with Scott yesterday in Medford. It's the second time I was at one of his events, and what a dynamic, pre-planned person and somebody with direction. You got to sit in on one of his locations. It's incredible.
Who's that, Joe?
What's that?
Who's that?
Scott Pressler.
Oh, Scott Pressler. Oh, yeah. Well, look, I took him down to Avalon. We had the presentation there without a note for 45 minutes. They were regaled by what he does. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's motivating. And people, you know, he instills a lot of confidence. He has a sense of direction that really builds confidence in people. It's something to really watch. Dom, I'm gonna take a chance on making a lot of enemies today. If you guys, as Eagle fans, want to be America's team, you got to learn how to think a different way. This preemptive strike they did on Trump, that was totally unnecessary. They should have waited for whatever to come to them. With everything that's going on, as them as, you know, world champions, national champions, that's the last thing they should have talked about, going to the White House.
Yeah, well, Jeffrey Lurie was asked before the Super Bowl, and I think it was a tell. He said, all we want to do is win. Couldn't he have said, of course we'd want to go to the White House if we're lucky enough to win? Why wouldn't you?
And, Dom, when you're talking about rivalries, all right, and this is just my instructions here and based on my history. You never had the Eagles and the Redskins. You always had the Cowboys and the Redskins. You never had the Eagles and the Giants. You may have had a little stint where the Cowboys and the Giants. There's rivalries there that run around the Cowboys, and the Eagles got to work towards that. And this was just a bad move on their part.
Oh, interesting how you brought it back to the Cowboys. Boy, Joe, you're living dangerously here.
Well, as long as I know I am, and I just want to give you guys that as, you know, something to move forward with.
Okay.
You know, if Trump was smart, he would say, you know, I wish they came to the White House because I would have been the one who would have been more than proud to give them their championship rings.
Yeah, he did say that on a national show recently, even though he talked up the Chiefs more. But, Joe, who's your doctor?
Well, my guy, I think, put everybody who is a pet lover who was on the fence, made them an animal lover. And it was the guy who talked to the animals, Dr. Doolittle.
Great one. Nobody said I'm going to take off the board now. I see some good ones up here. Dr. Seuss. And I've always, Dr. Seuss, nobody better, kids' books. But then the attacks upon Dr. Seuss were unforgivable. You know, just completely unforgivable. Dr. Seuss during World War II used his skills in cartooning to push back against the Japanese. And some of them were, you can call it stereotypical, you can call it whatever you want, but were very effective. And for that, Dr. Seuss, that children love and will love, has been under fire. All right, let's go to Scott in Mount Laurel on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Scott, afternoon.
Hey, guys. With Doge, I tell you, where the rubber's really going to meet the road is when we come out with a budget, if we can have a balanced budget. If that happens, then we're in business where we can start paying down the debt. And, I would be in favor of a plan now, maybe to pay some of it back in tax refunds and some of it toward the debt, so we can kind of look like we're doing a little bit of everything, kind of make everybody a little bit happy. But the reality is, if we don't balance the budget, then we're going to be dealing with this forever.
Yeah. Well, let's see what the deficit is next year. All right. Cutting $1 trillion, that would be a lot. But even $500 billion, even $250 billion, is Mike Johnson going to be able to do that? And, Scott, the resentment I have is Johnson saying, core principles, we just don't give out checks to people. This is different. It's our money.
Yeah, that's not giving away my right. Giving people money that you took is different, definitely. There's a big distinction there.
Yeah.
But now the real important part about my call is your disservice to the doctor, who is absolutely in the top, one or two small forwards of all time. Certainly was a much better shooter than he's being given credit for. He was an over 50% career shooter from the field. But I will put it in terms, if you're going to only look in the narrow focus of shooting, you're going to tell me now that Steph Curry is better than Wilt Chamberlain, correct?
No, obviously not. No.
Well, he's a better shooter.
Yeah, but it's not the same position. I'm talking about small forward shooters. Dr. J was substandard.
You know, I don't think he was, but I heard that argument even in the 80s that Bird was better because he could shoot better from outside. And my argument always was, well, the fact that Dr. J can get closer shots and shoots at a higher percentage than someone who makes shots from the outside, I don't see how it changes anything. He puts up the points.
Yeah, Larry Bird is very superior to Dr. J. Very, very superior.
I've been on the phone for a few minutes.
How come when they played each other, he wasn't superior? How come the Sixers teams, were as good or better than the Celtics teams? And that's when Dr. J was at an older advanced age in his career, not in his prime. Why was Dr. J as good or better than Bird when they played each other? But somehow, because the perspective of the game has changed, now we think Bird is better.
I have to look it up, Scott, on that. To be continued here, when we see you at Mulligan's, we'll go for an hour on that one. Who is your who's your doctor?
The kid doctor, Doogie Howser.
That's a good one. Thank you, Scott. All right, it is a lightning round next here. 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is push pound 1210. Hit us with that. I'll tell you what's on the show tomorrow. And again, $393,000. Just one little snippet from today. All we need in Jersey in that governor's race with the Doge people, and we're in contact with them. You heard the other day, the assembly people. They just have to ferret out five or six nuggets. Then we'll ask you to vote on it. Which one is going to motivate people to say, you know what, that's it. I am showing up and voting this time. And I want to know, which party is it that's spending the money in that manner? And by and large, we know what party it is. $440,000 for DoorDash from the Rutgers football team. Oh, you got to work late. Well, pay for it yourself. You're being paid $100,000, $200,000, $300,000. You got to kid me. DoorDash. I want to see the tip. I want to see who had what. What are they ordering? You do that with people in Jersey, and you go, that's it. Where do I sign up? Where do I vote? All right? All you need is one or two of those that just pop. I told you the Harris poll today with Trump. It's very instructive. He's 9 points above water. Among suburbanites, he's 4 points up. Suburbanites. Women, he's 2 points up about his time in office so far this time around. And that's with some of the baggage, et cetera. And I think what's driving it, a lot of it, are things like Doge. And also, transgender issues, 80-20, probably 85-15 now, and the 15's fading. All right, lightning round. Talk Radio 1210.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
All right. Trump-Macron news conference being held now. We have full details tomorrow. Hit us with that all-time doctor in honor of Dr. J. And when the summer we get down there at Mulligan's, we'll go through, no, not a top 20. Larry Bird's a top five player of all time.
Top five.
He's on the starting team. He's starting team. All right. Let's go to Alan in Hamilton. Alan, who is your person?
The Joe Zizichny, the Dr. Shock.
Why Dr. Shock?
He was an expert magician who started the Smoke and Mirrors Society in Glenside now.
Gotcha. Okay. I love this one. Great film. If you've never seen it, coming up, Bill and Monco. Who's yours, Bill?
Yeah, I was torn between Ben Franklin because he's an honorary doctor. But because it's the third anniversary of Russia invading Ukraine, I wanted to go with Dr. Strangelove. And the movie gave us one of the best all-time lines. There's no fighting allowed in here. This is the war room.
Or no, how about shooting open the Coke machine in order to get change to make a phone call? I'm going to report you to the Coca-Cola company. Meanwhile, it's nuclear Armageddon is coming our way.
And we can do an homage to RFK Jr. because there was the thing about the fluoride in the water. So yeah. Dr. Strangelove covered it all.
Yes, the grain, pure alcohol grain water. My manly essence. There you go. Mike in Philadelphia's got an interesting one. Who's yours, Mike?
Hey, Dom. Good afternoon. Mine is the man that performed the first Tommy John surgery in 1974, Dr. Frank Job.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, isn't it, that sometimes these guys seem to throw harder or have a stronger arm when they come back?
Yes. To date, there's been over 2,400 major league pitchers that have had the Tommy John surgery.
Wow. And then there's the great Tommy John, who was on the show and is a Trump guy, bringing it all home. Earl in Tacony. Earl, good afternoon. Who's yours?
Afternoon, Dom. Yeah, real quick, you know my feelings on the Eagles. I haven't watched a single Super Bowl.
Yes.
I gave you the list of the people that protested in the first Super Bowl. The second Super Bowl, they only showed them from the neck up, so you couldn't see who was protesting. And the only guy who had his hand over his heart in the last one was Andy Reid. You could see they were all with their hands down by their sides or horse collaring. But my doctor is Dr. Rumack. He saved the lives of all those people in that airplane. And I'm serious, and don't call me Shirley.
All right. What airplane is that, quickly? I'm not sure. Okay.
What do you mean?
What airplane? What
the movie, place? Airplane.
Oh, Airplane.
I tried to play that clip real quick.
I haven't seen enough of that. Okay. Sorry about that. My faux pas. All right, Henry, give us a couple contenders here.
Yeah. All right. So some of the ones I like today a lot. Let's see. I liked Robert and Ben Salem's answer of Doc Holliday. It took the name Doc quite literally there. Mm-hmm. Another one that I liked was Joe and Exton's of Dr. Jill Biden. You know, one of your favorite things to poke fun at. Another one I thought that was good was Dr. Frank Job. I really like that Tommy John aspect and having that name kind of echo throughout the eons, if you will.
I'm going to go with Joe of Exton. He plucked it there, I think, skillfully, to Dr. Jill Biden. Yeah, one of the all-time fictitious doctors.
Mm-hmm.
Although, technically, I'm sure she's polishing her doctorate off today. All right, we'll do it all again tomorrow, and we're going to be joined by somebody who is the architect of On Patrol, great police series. What is it really like to be a cop? All right, all that. And, of course, the side question and also Dom's Money Melody. Great one today from Henry. All right, Rich the Always Show is next here for 4 big hours to take you home. Follow me on Twitter till tomorrow at Dom Show 1210 at Dom Show 1210. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.